My name is Pierce Bedness, and I am 14 years old, and today's date is November 25th, and I'm speaking with my grandparents,
Pam Ezek
and Tom Ezek.
And we are recording in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan. So, where did you grow up, and what was it like?
I grew up in Detroit, kind of on the outer fringe. It was very nice. I went to a neighborhood school that I could walk to. Later, a junior high I could walk to. And then eventually, I went to Osborne High School, which I either took the bus or my parents drove me.
And my name is Tom Ezek, and I was raised in Detroit and went to elementary school about a block away from my house. So we walked. And then for high school, I took two buses and a streetcar down Woodward Avenue in Detroit. It was Salesian High, which is no longer there. It's now a parking lot.
What were your parents like?
I was born when my mom was about 34. So I thought my parents were a little bit older. I had an older brother. And about when I was 10 years old, my dad always worked, but when I was 10 years old, my mom went back to work. So sometimes I'd have to come home from school and let myself in the house and stay till they got home, but there was really no issue doing that.
Yeah.
My mom was, before that, pretty much a stay-at-home mom.
And my parents basically spent an awful lot of time at Catholic Church. My dad was a engineer by trade, and my mother was a stay-at-home mom. I have an older brother, older sister, and a younger brother, and that pretty much kept her busy.
So how did you guys meet?
Pam's mother and brother worked the afternoon shift at Chrysler. So there was a little group of us, about six, that normally from Monday till Thursday would go over to Pam's house and we'd listen to records and dance down the basement. And that was about it. We did that about three or four times a week.
And that's how I met you.
Right.
You were one of the six.
What did you guys do for fun when you were a kid?
How old?
Just like when you were my age, so when you were like 14.
We had an ice rink that was maybe a public ice rink that was maybe a mile from our house. And we went there quite a lot as a group. You'd go with a friend and then you'd meet other kids from school there and everybody would skate and then maybe they'd stop at somebody's house on the way home. Sometimes we walked, sometimes we got a ride. It depended.
And I lived near a pretty good sized park. And during the week we would either play baseball or the firemen in the winter would bring the hoses out and make us an ice pond for hockey. And we pretty much just played sports. And that was about it, really. That took care of our day.
Did you guys have any jobs when you were a teenager?
No, my mom worked by that time. So I would help clean the house on Saturdays, dust and vacuum, that type of thing.
And I worked at a little market just a couple blocks from my home. And, I made minimum wage and worked 6 days a week at the little market.
Minimum wage was probably, 50 cents?
Something like that.
What was my mom like when she was growing up?
Well, we had... we have Jill, which is your mom, and Beth, which is her sister. They're 3 years apart, And they didn't always get along. Sometimes when they were real young, they'd play together. As they got older, they kind of hung in different groups of friends. And she was never really got into trouble, had a nice group of friends, a large group. And we had a lot of kids over to our house, or we shuttled the kids back and forth to dances, baseball games, football games, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. If you were to relive your teenage years, what would you do? Would you do anything different?
I think I would have thought more about going to college. It wasn't as prominent for women, at least in the area that I lived, to go on to college at that time. And I think it would have been nice to have like a mentor for that, because I didn't really know what college was all about. Had I gone up to Michigan State maybe to see what it was like, I would have been more enthused to go. But I never had that experience, and no one in my family went.
And my older brother went to Lawrence Tech, and so I went to Lawrence Tech. And at the beginning, I really didn't like it. I was living at home, and I would highly recommend anybody going to college not live at home and commute. I joined a fraternity, and it turned my life around. My whole existence was school, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Let's see. Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life?
My father passed away when I was 12 years old, and I had an older brother who he's 8 years older than me, shortly after that moved out of town. And I think my mom really influenced my life. She was a very good mother, a hard worker, and always tried to have a finger on what I was doing.
And I had, I would say the people that influenced my life the most were my fraternity brothers. The guy that I roomed with was from Canada. He was an awful lot of fun, and he had a photographic memory, which really ticked me off, because he could read a book and remember it all, and I wasn't that way. But the older guys that lived at the frat house, there were like eight of us that lived there. We had older guys that were seniors and younger guys that were sophomores. And they pretty much, if I ever got stuck on something in math or whatever, they always helped me out.
Interesting. Let's see. For your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there anything you'd want to pass on to them? Like anything you would want them to know?
I would say to try to remember to keep family first. And even though you might have a little brother or sister that bugs the heck out of you, or an older brother that picks on you, they're still your family. They're always going to be your family. And it's important to stick together and stick up for one another.
I pretty much agree with that.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's pretty much it. Thank you.
Thank you.